Primary Reaction Chamber.
We're Copper Raymond on.
Time.
Initial reaction at T-minus 30.
Fuel slug in place.
Stand by for injection.
Capsule breach now.
Reaction commencing.
Containment field hold to 3.14 meters of time. Initial dampers crossing to capacity.
Can we hold it?
What's happening?
Critical mass.
Hold on!
Mind spike!
I'm Winston Crutchfield, your host for the Critical Mass Podcast. And I head on down to the local YMCA today, and I speak with their fitness director, Tessa, who made some time in her busy schedule to speak with me about some basic fitness principles for geeks and for others. So listen up, and then when you're done here, get on down to your local YMCA, get moving, burn some calories, build some muscle, and improve your health, wealth, and happiness. Also, I'm really excited this week sees the release of the very first Critical Press benefit book. Pathfinder includes the story of American Indian and World War II veteran Buck Hilton. Buck relates some of his experiences growing up and during the war. Plus, their supporting materials in the book includes articles about the Pathfinders, the 82nd Airborne, and the role of Native Americans in the World War II. So, purchase a print copy from the Critical Press Lulu store. You can download the ebook directly from the Critical Press website. Plus, as a benefit edition, purchase of this book will benefit the Wounded Warriors Project, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping veterans and their families return to civilian life. Don't forget, John Wilkerson is still podcasting for water. For as little as $1, you can help bring clean water to struggling villages even as close as Mexico. Check out his website for details, water.jesusgeek.info, and there's a host of links in the show notes to get to the Critical Press Lulu store and to find the YMCA. Plus, I've got links for some personal training and for a personal training website and the USDA Guide to Eating Healthy over at mypyramid.gov. Thanks to Tessa for both of those. But you know what? This is kind of a long interview, and you really don't want to listen to me ramble. So let's get on to the interview.
What?
Hey, 10 flips now. Go. Kids, hey.
One.
Oh, such energy is wasted.
Two.
That's all right. All right, well, I'll just start this one more time. Take three, all right. I'm at the Lowell and Helligan... Tessa, where am I?
Let me just tell you, we are at the Lowell and Helen Dunnigan Family YMCA.
In Evansville, Indiana.
Correct.
I'm with Tessa. She is the fitness director here. Is that right?
Health and wellness director.
Health and wellness. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. I've been coming to the Y for about a year now.
Yay.
You know, three to five times a week doing the cardio and stuff. And it... you know, with the fitness revolution coming in on us again this year, you know, especially with the new video games and stuff that are really focused
popular
on
right now.
Yeah,
the
like
movement,
Wii Fit is
yes, and
Wii,
active.
Mm-hmm.
They have one of those out, and the Dance Dance Revolution.
Right, exactly. You know, this kind of thing. I thought. And with my own new journey, I've begun this this summer to get fit in. I thought I might talk to you and see maybe some things that my crowd, the kind of geek techie crowd, can do to get us away from the keyboard and maybe get a little more active. You know, maybe learn a little bit how, because I really like the Y. I really like coming here. I've never had a gym membership
mm-hmm.
Or anything like that, so I don't really have a frame of reference to compare it to other places. But among the things that I really have appreciated about the YMCA is Well, first of all, you've got the cardio machine. You've got all the machines and the weights and stuff here. You've got the gym, so...
Everything you need right here in these four walls.
Yeah, pick-up basketball game.
You have childcare, so if you have kids, that's a big barrier for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You get an hour and a half free with them with your membership of use in the Child Watch area so that you can go and work out, and the kids are playing with other kids, socializing, building up their immune systems, too. And you can go and get a workout in without, you know, having to pay a babysitter or
sure.
the distraction of that. Because at home, there's so many barriers. One is, you know, time is a huge barrier.
Mm-hmm.
But I always tell people that you're going to be more productive after you exercise because your brain is functioning better. It's got more blood flow to the area. You have much more efficient use of your time. You're going to be productive because your body is just getting rid of all the stress that comes along with not exercising because we were born to be active.
Right.
And when we aren't, our bodies kind of rebel against us. If we weren't made, these bodies aren't designed to sit in front of a computer for 8 hours a day, you know, or to sit and be sedentary.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that design flaw, if we do that now, it's not really a design flaw, but the generation here has kind of
right.
turned into a more sedentary type of lifestyle. And our bodies are reaping the...
We're showing the effects.
Yeah, that's right. They're seeing the devastation that can occur from not being active. So, but the other thing is that when you get active, immediately you feel signs. I'm sure when you started working out, you probably noticed more energy. You probably could do more productive work. Your clearer thinking, you could sleep easier,
mm-hmm.
you could get to bed quicker and stay asleep, a better quality of sleep, and it just affects and impacts in such a positive way everything in your life, you know, not just your physical fitness, but emotional health as well as mental health, too.
Right, and you know what, you're absolutely right, it's not something that I would have thought that I needed
mm-hmm.
before, you know, because, I mean, work out, I don't have time to go and work out in the morning. My goodness, you know, I get a cup of coffee and an extra shot of caffeine in that, and I'll be good. But when, you know, when I started coming, and I wasn't doing a whole lot when I started coming, I just did 30 minutes, and I don't even think I was doing 30 minutes on the machines when I started.
That's great to start out at 30, because most people, 10 minutes, you know, just to get started. If you are a sedentary individual and haven't mm-hmm. been working out, that's great. And they say you can even break up 30-minute sessions into three 10-minute sessions during the day and still get the same amount of benefit
mm-hmm.
for your cardiovascular system. Obviously, you know, if you don't have a 30-minute chunk of time, that's good news for you. So.
Right. Well, I want to come back to that. I was going to say when I did it, I didn't do 30 minutes at a time. I was doing... I don't know, my wife programmed the machine for me. And
you had your own personal trainer.
Well, maybe not that. But, she showed me which buttons to push. I mean...
I would think that would be one of your favorite parts,
you know,
is the computer part.
You know what? I can take a radio or a computer apart and put it back together blindfolded. But these exercise machines, that's intimidating.
It is. For anybody who's never worked out before, you know, if you've never been on a treadmill or done this type of stuff, it's got a learning curve to it. It's really user-friendly once you know how to do it, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why we have wellness staff available here.
Mm-hmm.
And they will show you how to use the machines. They take you through one-on-one. And it's a free service we offer to our members. And they'll show you how to use certain cardio machines, as well as which ones might be best options for you, because there are a gazillion types of different cardio
exercises. And boy, that is intimidating as well.
Yeah. And you think, well, what do I need for me? And if you have back issues or knee problems, there's certain ones that would be better suited
mm-hmm.
for you, like the recumbent bikes or the recumbent ellipticals, because you don't have the weight
mm-hmm.
of on the joints that are bothering you.
And on the high impact, that is that's really good that you brought that up, because back issues and joint issues, especially in the knees,
mm-hmm.
in the hips, and wrist, although I think that has more to do with carpal tunnel from, you know, people like me keyboarding all the time.
Yes.
But the knees, the ankles, the hips, the back, these are all
common areas of pain and discomfort for people.
Right.
Yeah, and so, I mean...
Especially people like me.
And, you know, I call people like you the health seekers.
Uh-oh.
That is about 70% of the population, and they're the ones who are looking to be healthy. They might fall on and off the wagon every once in a while, and, you know, most people struggle to come and exercise and make it a habit.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's 30%, you know, the other 30%, they are going to do it no matter what. They really are motivated intrinsically to exercise. It's kind of an addiction for them,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. You don't have to worry about seeing them or making sure they're getting there. But so we focus here at the YMCA on the health seekers.
Mm-hmm.
And from simple things like the way we market classes, we wouldn't put a perfect body and a sports bra on there,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, because then that's going to be an intimidating environment for someone who's a health seeker who has never worn sports bras only out in public, you know.
I wouldn't be caught dead.
I hope not. We might have to kick you out. No, but so we put normal, average individuals that are actually working out here that look like the rest of us that say, I can do that. She's on that poster, and, you know, it's not just
mm-hmm.
these perfect bodies that are working out here. I've been in the wellness and fitness industry since... Gosh, well, my mom had her own aerobic studio when I was little, and I used to teach there, but technically, I guess, since out of college. And I've been to several different places, for-profit, non-for-profit. And honestly, the thing I can say that's a huge difference at the YMCA, one of the main things is you can, our mission, of course, sets us apart, but also the atmosphere, the environment
mm-hmm.
is designed such that you feel very welcome, less intimidated than you would in other places. We actually are doing something through Activate America right now, which is our initiative to help combat obesity and the problems that go along with that health-wise in
mm-hmm.
the nation. And one of the things is to change your environment. You know, look at, do you have a window at the pool that everybody can look through, and people who are very self-conscious about getting in the...
My kids love your pool.
It's great. You know, it's a great pool for kids, because it goes from 0 to 5 foot,
mm-hmm.
and there's a splash park in there. It's like Holiday World here.
It's fantastic.
we enjoy it. But, I mean, so we're looking at those kind of environmental changes that
mm-hmm.
would be not so intimidating to a new or beginner exerciser,
mm-hmm.
So that we make the environment welcoming. We also, if you look out there now, we're out in the office, and right outside the wellness area, if you looked out in the wellness area, you'd see every shape, size, men and women, all
mm-hmm.
ages, all working out in the same room, side by side. I say the great equalizer. Because you're not in your suits, and you don't know who's the CEOs and presidents of companies in here, because they're all just working out together, side by side. But it's also such variety out there, and
mm-hmm.
so people don't walk in and go, wow, I really don't belong here because I don't look like
that. Yeah. I got to admit, it was a great relief when, you know, when I came in the door and I was not greeted by Charles Atlas. that did. It took a big weight off my shoulders. Now, you mentioned that, you know, you have real people doing real things. I also want to say that you do get real results by coming here. You know, after, you know, a few months of coming, and about a year of just, I've been exercising blind is the phrase that comes to mind. You know, you hear, 30 minutes of cardio a day, 3 times a week, keeps you healthy and makes you fit. And I'm like, well, you know, 3 times a week is good. 5 is probably better. So I'll go Monday through Friday because it's, you know, it's convenient and stuff. And I still don't look like Charles Atlas. But, and I haven't, you know, I expected to start shedding pounds like they do on The Biggest Loser, and that hasn't happened either.
Yes, there's a happy
However, just doing the cardio, and that's all I've, you know, pretty much been doing for the past year. That's changed, and I'm going to come back to that. But just doing the cardio, I found out that my blood pressure lowered, which is another huge, huge thing for, you know, the geeks and the techie crowd is high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. You can get off certain medications There's many times people come and say, oh, they've lowered my dosage, or I'm off the medication now, and all I've changed is I started exercising.
Right.
Hear those success stories all the time.
And we're not talking, I'm not talking pressing weights and, you know, body sculpting. I'm talking about when I started, I was doing 20 minutes on the treadmill or the bike or the elliptical machine. And then I think my wife had a program to do 3 minutes before the 20 and 3 minutes after to warm up and cool down. And that's, you know, that's what I did. Now I think it's 30 minutes with three and three. And that was easy to do. And it, you know, after the first week or so, I'm like, all right, well, I'll go back because I need to. That's okay. I'll go back because I need to. But after a while, you know, it became easier. I was breathing easier. My blood pressure went down. You know, my, like I said, my joints didn't hurt at the end of the day like they did.
Your cholesterol levels probably have gone
positive. I don't know.
As far as HDLs usually will go up, that's good cholesterol, and the LDLs go down with exercise and proper diet, of course. But so I bet if you'd taken, you know, test of that before and after, I bet that's improved as well.
Well, you're probably right. I mean, I've seen all these other side benefits. I don't really think I look any different. I haven't lost the kind of pounds, but I feel better and I feel healthier. Is that is this psychological or?
No. There's actually some scientific research they've done to prove that is. That feel good is not only from the endorphin release, which is the natural painkiller opiate that's released in your brain when you exercise, but also your blood pressure goes down. That's something they call the silent killer. So you don't know that your blood pressure is high. Typically, you don't feel that unless you just had it measured. But along with just getting more stamina, your heart's getting in better shape. There's better sleeping, better quality of sleep, lowering your blood pressure, your cholesterol levels getting to good numbers, as well as your weight. I mean, you look at yourself, you have more self-esteem because you feel better, you're more productive, you're doing something healthy for yourself. But I always say if they could bottle the benefits of exercise in a pill, it would be the most widely prescribed drug in the world with the least negative side effects.
Wow.
Yeah, you might have some soreness here and there. That's to be expected when you first start working out because you're changing your body and your muscles are adapting to the load you're putting on them. But overall, it cures so many different kinds of illnesses or helps prevent them as well. And you just feel so much better physically, mentally, and emotionally. It's a great stress relief, you probably found out.
It was, yes. You know what else? I discovered that after the first week, you know, the first week I was like, I'm just going to get through the next 5 minutes. But after about the first week, it became a habit and a pattern. And, you know, I could spend that time where the body's just doing what the body's doing to think about other stuff.
Yeah,
and
you probably miss it when you didn't go, right?
Well, I did.
You
know, I could listen to my friends' podcast shows and, you know, think about other stuff. I found my creative engine stirring more and more. Is that?
Oh, yes. They've done research on that as well. And people who exercise come up with so many of their best ideas when they're exercising or walking because your brain is functioning better when you're exercising and moving. We're made to move. The blood flow is getting around. And they actually have some places that are just trying this out. It's like a treadmill desk, and they have it walking at 1.0 miles per hour while they have a keyboard placed across the computer set up across the console area. So you're walking the whole time that you're working versus just sitting. And they have done studies on that, and the scientific results they've shared about that has been phenomenal, just from walking 1.0 miles per hour, which is a really, really slow pace.
Really slow. Yeah.
But it's called the tread desk, and they actually have things on there you can design your own if you'd like to.
I'm going to have to check that out. That sounds fascinating.
I almost got one in here, but it just wouldn't fit in this office, I don't think. But and, you know, little things like that even, when you're some of us can't get away from the computer. That's our livelihood.
Right.
But there's simple things we can do while we're at our desk that will help to make
you know,
more
you mentioned you don't have to do your 30 minutes a day all at once. Mm-hmm. Break that up into 10. Is this is this how you would do that? I mean,
yeah, that's one thing you could, you know, I've worked with a lot of people, personal training people who had sedentary jobs. And some of the things I've said is take a 10-minute walk, you know, just get up and walk. That's one of your 10-minute cardios. And if you do that 3 times during the day, you've got 30 minutes of exercise in there without even realizing, you know, mm-hmm. that you took this big, huge break. 10 minutes.
Now, when you say a 10-minute walk to exercise your cardio, you're not talking about turning on these, you know, the treadmill on full blast and running down the road just as fast as you can, so that at the end of 10 minutes, you know, your heart's racing and you're breathing heavy,
sweating,
and you're sweating.
No.
Yeah.
No,
that's
it's
not
just
what you're talking about.
Get up from your desk and move. Go walk to, you know, if you're in cubicles or whatever, instead of calling the person you need to talk to, stand up, walk to their office or their cubicle and give them whatever you needed to give them or ask them a question. And just those steps during the day, I have a pedometer on right now, and you're supposed to get like 10,000 steps a day.
I have an iPod on.
Well, I think that's a little bit better. but just, you know, trying to improve the amount of steps you take a day is... significant improvements have been made in health just from that.
Okay.
If you can increase...
Things like parking farther away at the
grocery store. Right, taking the stairs.
Yeah.
Just getting up to walk to the copy machine instead of printing it from the computer or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, trying to put more steps in your day. If you can get like 2,000 more, that's about a mile.
Wow.
And, you know, the average, what they recommend for good health is 10,000, but a lot of people are way below that. So if you take... where you are, get a baseline, and just try to add, you know, a couple hundred every day until you get 2,000 more than you started with, then you're making strides there.
Now, this is a way to improve general health, mm-hmm. and there are, like we said, there are many side effects that go along with that, blood pressure and medicines and all kinds of stuff like that. But so we're clear, this is not going to melt away the fat and sculpt your frame, is it?
Well, you will probably see some fat loss if you're doing more than you typically did before. Mm-hmm. If you were very sedentary and you get up and you walk, you know, a few minutes here and there, that's more activity, that's more calorie burn. And if you don't increase
your... At least keeps you from getting bigger.
Yeah. It's going to maintain, or you probably will start to see some gradual weight loss,
mm-hmm.
Unless you're including weightlifting in that and strength training, because that kind of weight is a healthy weight to have,
right.
But it's a more dense muscle weight.
I don't know that I'm prepared to go into the a big discussion of strength and weight training
right.
now, because I started doing that a little bit ago, and... I discovered very quickly where my limits were.
Yes. That will have a way of doing that to you.
Yes. I think that's a whole nother world. And, I'd like to come back to that with you at some point in the future.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's... I think it's beyond what we can get, you know, get to today.
But, you know, some other things, just sitting at your desk, you can do is, you know, if you were talking on the phone, every time you talk on the phone, stand up, do some squats while you're talking on the phone. Or march in place, or just stand up and move around pace while you're talking. And, you know, do lunges while they're on speakerphone, or just anything you can do to keep your body moving mm-hmm. is going to help you, because you're burning calories, even though they might be minimal, it's a lot better than... just sitting.
Sure.
And our bodies just are designed to move. They like mm-hmm. to move. So.
Now, you said diet and nutrition are a very important part of this. I know that a lot of people, when they get on the you know, the exercise kick, when, you know, when the bug bites and they start moving, that is often accompanied by a starvation diet. or something else like that. And, you know, we know, if we start thinking about it, we know that that's not good. You know that you have to take in a certain amount of calories every day for your body to keep operating at a healthy level. And they have to be, you have to have so much protein and you have to have so many carbohydrates to keep the energy levels and, you know, to keep your body healthy. Mm-hmm. What would a balanced diet look like? I mean, we know the four food groups, and that's generally what I kind of try to do with my own diet is, you know, take something in each meal, one item from each of the food groups, and if I have to go back for a second item, I try to hit the fruits and vegetables again.
That's a very good way to start it. Fruits and vegetables are, you know, some of the most important things come from those, vitamin-wise and minerals that we need for our body. We need to have a balanced diet. Mm-hmm. It should include all of the food groups. You need your carbohydrates, and with carbohydrates, you want to stay with the whole grain if possible, mm-hmm. And not the crackers and cookies. And
cookies.
Well, you know, in moderation, you can absolutely have cookies.
How about Newtons? Those are fruit and cake.
Yes, you know, they are not such a bad cookie.
Oh, wow.
And in fact, they advertise it's not a cookie. Is
it's
it?
Not
it's
a cookie.
Newton.
It's fruit and cake.
But then with the vegetables, you know, we're trying to get 3 servings at least of that. And if you go over that, that's great because they are just very low in calories but very high in energy and mm-hmm. vitamins. And then trying to get a colorful plate, like instead of just getting all greens, you know, mm-hmm. try to get some reds and purples and blues so you get all the different vitamins from those. And then the fruit, you know, 2 to 4 servings mm-hmm. of that. Try and get whole fruits versus the juices if possible because juices are higher density in calorie.
And usually they have added sugar?
Some of them do, not all, if you get the 100%.
I guess you get the 100%, sure.
Juice, yeah, but there's a lot of natural sugar fructose in those, okay. Which is the sugar found in fruits. Mm-hmm. But even dried fruits, you know, is a great snack. Mm-hmm. Again, they're higher density of calories, so you just have to watch the amount. But and then you've got your carbohydrates, your vegetables, your fruits, then your dairy group, mm-hmm. and your
cheese and
protein
milk,
meat, yes.
Yeah, and then meats.
And with the protein and the meat group, you should just, you know, look for lean choices, cut the visible fats off mm-hmm. and before you eat that, like chicken, poultry, turkey, great
right.
choices, fish, and they recommend eating fish or seafood, you know, a couple times mm-hmm. a week because you get your that good fats in there.
Now,
3s and 6.
When you say choose the chicken, are you does McDonald's chicken nuggets count?
Well, that is chicken. However, once you bread it and
just
fry
so we're
it,
clear.
Breaded and fried is not the way to go if you're trying to be healthy and lose weight. However, in moderation, again, you know, not
right.
for that.
Right.
But no, just grilled chicken, baked, broiled, mm-hmm. You know, those types of cooking preparations.
I'll tell you what, we bought a George Foreman grill, and I absolutely love that.
Aren't they great? Yeah.
That's
convenient.
Great. It is.
If it's
it
convenient,
is.
You're going to use it more, especially, you know, it's a healthy way to cook things. So,
mm-hmm.
But, you know, no lower than 1,200 calories anybody should ever be getting because that's when your body can go into the starvation mode.
Okay.
Where you're actually lowering your metabolism. It's your body's way of being efficient enough with the limited amount of energy you're giving it, energy from calories. And so all your processes kind of slow down
right.
to expend less calories because in the old days, you know,
right.
back in the caveman days, they had to kill their food, and if they didn't get a kill that day, they weren't eating for a while.
You weren't eating very much, that's right.
So now we don't have that issue.
Right.
But
It doesn't sound very difficult to start with. I mean, I realize there's more to a proper, healthy, balanced diet, but, I mean, the basics sound very, very simple, and things that you can do with just paying a little bit of attention and maybe a little bit of pre-planning, I know, oh gosh, rather than grabbing the first thing that comes to mind. The twin evils that I've been battling are portion size and junk food.
Mm-hmm. Both of those with preparation can be, you know, combated because you hit the nail on the head when you said a little preparation. Because if you don't have anything around and you're starved and all you have around you is you can quickly go to fast food or
sure.
you've got some junk food, chips or whatever, that's what you're going to eat. You have to have it, you know, healthy snacks prepared, like maybe on a Sunday, make some meals, freeze them, have mm-hmm. them for the rest of the week so you can just have that conveniently there and you don't have to worry about mm-hmm. making...
Grab an apple instead of a bag of cookies, something
like that.
Yeah,
it's really simple stuff, but... we do have to have a little preparation.
Now, you realize that the video gamer's diet is consists primarily of Cheetos and Mountain Dew, right?
Well, there's mixed nuts aren't so bad if you had that salt urge. You know, mixed nuts are a healthy protein, healthy fat.
Okay, I wouldn't have thought of that. But
yeah, they are high calorie and fat, but it's a good fat.
Okay.
So that's a good snack food you can have around. Crackers, there's certain crackers that have whole wheat as the first ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
And like Triscuits,
mm-hmm.
they're a good baked cracker.
I like Wheat Thins.
Wheat Thins aren't bad either. You know, and everything in moderation has its place.
Sure.
You don't want to say, I'm never going to eat this stuff.
Sure.
But
which is where we really have to apply. Probably soda pop is the greatest, biggest... I mean, because you're talking about 110 calories per serving.
At least, yeah.
Right, of soda, plus the caffeine. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which stimulates your appetite even more. But the soda, I've done my own little research with that, and I said, okay, how many drinks of soda cans would you say you eat? Or drink, I'm sorry.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Per
in a typical average day.
I'm probably not a good example there because I don't.
You don't.
I
much.
Don't drink soda. It's I don't do the acid. I get my one cup of coffee a day, and that's pretty much all the acid I'm allowed to have. The rest of my day consists of
water
or tea or
yeah, that's good then.
Juice.
We'll say maybe the average person.
I'm going to tell on my wife, who up until recently was going through about a 2 liter a day.
Wow. Okay. So
we'll call that a 6-pack of soda pop.
6 servings times about, there's about 150, 120 something. It depends on the brand, but and then multiplying that by 6. That's 900 calories a day if we go with the high end of the 150 calorie choice. And then you take that times the typical month has 30 days in it. You've got 27,000 mm-hmm. calories already just from the
just
soda.
From the soda pop.
And you take that times 12 months,
mm-hmm.
and that is 324,000 calories just from
You're
the soda.
Starting to scare me.
Now, that's a lot, but let's put it in pounds so
okay.
it makes sense. There are 3,500 calories in a pound of fat. So you divide it by that, and that's 92.6 pounds.
Just from drinking soda pop.
Just from drinking soda that you could lose in a year
mm-hmm.
if you cut out all that soda and did nothing different.
Mm-hmm.
That would be 92.6 pounds gone.
That's really frightening.
So if you look at the big picture, it really does add up. So
mm-hmm.
even if she were to take, you know, a couple of those mm-hmm. away a day, that's still saving a lot of
And maybe
calories.
A good way to do that, because nobody I know is prepared to give up their caffeine rush like that. But maybe restrict that to meals rather than an in-between meal thing, or restrict
any way you can limit the amount that you have in a day is going to help. And if you can slowly maybe transfer some of that to a diet,
mm-hmm.
you know, that will help too. You still get the caffeine and the taste of it, but just not as much. Or mix diet and regular together a little bit so you can get used to that diet so that it's like taking skim milk and full
mm-hmm.
and trying to make your own 2% with it so you can wean your body into accepting that. Because, you know, our body adapts and we're used to what we're raised with. You know,
right.
I was a skim milk drinker because my family all drank skim milk. And to me, you know, the full milk, whole milk,
right.
tastes
whole milk.
Like cream. Whereas someone who's been raised with whole milk, they think that skim milk tastes like water, you know. So, but if you gradually let your body make that shift transition slowly, so you don't shock it, you probably won't even notice the difference after a while.
Okay, so slow transitions toward watching your junk food, watching your portion size. You don't need to supersize at McDonald's.
Right.
You know, if you have to go to McDonald's. Actually, I have That's something the wife and I started doing, and I have found now that a regular combo meal at McDonald's is still too much food all at once.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know if I should be worried about that or...
Americans are just, it's kind of put out there in our culture that mm-hmm. the larger the plate that we get the food on and the more food we get, the better it is, the better value. And so now we're ingrained, our bodies think this big, huge plate of food is a normal size, and we eat until, mm-hmm. not until we're full, but until we are done, you know, mm-hmm. because don't you leave that food on your plate. We might have been taught that from a young age, too, but, and that's why obesity is so prevalent. One of the reasons it's so prevalent in America is the fast food, the supersize, and the extra servings of food. So one thing I've learned to do is when I go out to eat, I try and ask for a to-go box and say, can you put half of that in the to-go box right away so I won't be tempted to eat it.
To eat it right away?
It's going to be gone.
So is it actually better? Because I know that, you know, especially when I, a year ago today, I would not have said that a Happy Meal from McDonald's is going to satisfy me for a meal. And, you know, today it really kind of does. But a year ago, that would not have been the case. Would I have been better off maybe taking, like, eating the small hamburger and small fries two or three times a day instead of having one big meal once a day?
Well,
that's something else I hear a lot.
The theory on that is that you should give your body some fuel mm-hmm. through food with every 3 to 4 hours mm-hmm. because your blood sugars spike if you eat one huge meal, especially if it's full of carbs and sugary starches, then you're going to spike your blood pressure way up here, and then it's going to plummet down, and you're going to get a, like, feeling. It's not a good feeling when you bottom out on your blood sugar. And then you become more ravenous, and you eat just carbs or just mm-hmm. anything you can grab because your body is trying to give back the sugar level that it had before. So if you eat smaller meals 6 times a day is what they say, you know, for diabetics, they're supposed to do that, and that's one of the best diets is because they're eating so frequently, keeping their blood sugars more stabilized, and you don't have that hunger up and down issue, and your body is just going to function more when it knows, we're going to get some fuel, we don't have to worry about it, so we'll keep all our engines rearing at the highest level. So your metabolism stays up. And your metabolism is what controls your calorie burn.
Okay.
It's like your thermostat inside your body that's saying, how quickly should we burn these calories today?
Right.
And you can actually hinder your metabolism by eating huge meals once a day because your body goes into that starvation mode. And
see, that's another pattern typical to my group is the big meal,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe 2 big meals a day is what we live on because there's no time.
Yeah. So when you do eat, it's like, got to get it all in. But,
Slowing down, taking smaller portions during the day. I did the Slim Fast thing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those get old quick, but, you know, I guess the principle's the same because, you know, Slim Fast is 200 calories or so.
Snacks in during the
In between what you think of as proper meals.
Mm-hmm.
But that seemed to help. I wanted to touch on one more thing real quick. And, of course, you know, we're just speaking kind of generally here. And if we, you know, by this point I'm convinced, can I come into the YMCA and, you know, there will be people here who, if they can't take the time to speak with me right away, I saw a schedule of classes.
We have about 65 classes a week here that are varied levels and varied types of formats for anybody and everyone. Males go to them, females go to them, mm-hmm. mostly females, but a lot of the guys enjoy like the Pilates class and cycling classes and our kickboxing class. And our body pump is a strength class with a barbell. You load the barbell and unload it each track or each new song, and it's about 4 to 5 minutes worth of pumping for a specific body part. So you're doing bicep track, a tricep track. So by the end of it, you've got a whole full body workout. And that was actually developed to designed to get more males into the group exercise setting. And so it's succeeded because there's a lot more guys that like to take that class. It's like free weightlifting, but in a group with an instructor and great music to motivate you. And those are free for members, but also if you're not a member, it's $5 to take the classes.
Oh.
There's only certain classes you can't take, which would be the 9 a.m. classes because they're full, all the Saturday classes because they're full, and the cycling classes because we have limited bikes.
I see.
But we have, you know, 55 more that you can choose from. You know, if you want to take, we even have Zumba here, which is a Latin dance type of class, and those who enjoy dancing would love that class because it goes by so quickly you don't realize you're working out till the end, you're all sweaty.
Right.
We have stretching, connection, or yoga class, yoga for well-being, and Pilates, cycling, kickboxing. Mm-hmm. There's water aerobics classes. But even so, you can set up a time to meet with one of our wellness staff to take you through the orientation for free if group setting is not your thing and you'd rather work out on your own.
Sure.
And we also have personal trainers available, which really help people who are just getting started so they you know, aren't just wasting their time trying to figure out what's going to work best for them.
Right.
They can say, these are my goals. Now you give me, you design the program for me and show me how to do it.
Oh, my brother is studying to be a personal trainer.
Hmm. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, you might just have your own little personal trainer in the family. And
No.
Coming in and putting the torture on you.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
Maybe not with him.
No, he's in the Army right now, and I'm scared he's going to turn into Arlie Ermey when he gets out.
Oh, boy. Younger brother or older?
Younger brother, Yeah. But, you know, my daughter's favorite part of your facility here is the Wii Fit you have in the
youth activity room down there?
Right, over there. Now, the Wii Fit and, you know, we mentioned earlier the Dance Dance Revolution and these other games like this. I can see where Dance Dance Revolution it never claims to be a workout program, but like you said, anything that gets you up and gets you moving is a good thing.
Oh yeah.
And you know, I've seen some of these people.
I was gonna say, they are burning probably more calories than coming in here. The way they're, depends on their intensity, but they're sweating and hold on to the back thing and moving so quickly. Depends on your level, of course, how many calories you'll burn on that one.
And I don't think I'm nearly coordinated enough to do that kind of thing. But I could do a Wii Fit. Is that, is there some legitimacy to that kind of directed exercise?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we're in the technological age, and this generation is everything. They want a quick, you know, convenience and quick, and all this technology we've got now helps us to do that. And so it just fits in with this generation. Mm-hmm. The Wii Fit, the Wii Active, the Dance Dance Revolution all get you moving. And anytime your body's moving, you're burning calories. You're getting your heart rate up. And so absolutely it's gonna benefit you. And to what level depends on several factors, you know, the intensity with what you're doing it, how often, how long.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you weigh, the more calories you burn per minute doing the same thing as someone else that weighs less than you. So that's kind of a good news for those who are struggling to lose weight. You're gonna see the rewards quicker than someone who's maybe has less weight to lose.
Okay.
And that same applies for fitness levels. The lower your fitness level, the more quickly you're going to make gains than someone who's already at a kind of pretty good fitness level. They're going to really have to work to get to the next level up.
Right.
So, the results can come pretty quickly if you do. The recommendations are to be active every day.
Right.
But to do some cardio 3 to 5 times a week, 20 to 60 minutes in your target heart rate zone. And again, that can be broken up through the day. You don't have to do it in one bulk workout session.
And a year ago, if you say something like target heart rate zone, it would have flown right by me. I understand what you're talking about now, but that is like 200 minus your age, is that right?
Correct. You take 220 minus your age to get your max heart rate.
And this it's a measure of the intensity with which you're working out.
Right.
How fast your heart is working and all this kind of stuff. Right. And I noticed that almost all of these machines out here measure that.
Yes,
and
they do.
Your staff was gracious enough at one time to show me how they worked and be willing to show, you know, everybody else.
Absolutely.
Too.
There's silver electrodes on there, and they will measure your heart rate for the minute. You can. They also show you how to do it. You can get your heart rate for 6 seconds, 10 seconds, or whatever, and multiply it by the factor that equals 60 seconds. But it's 220 minus your age, and then you take a percentage of that.
Right.
Depending on your fitness level, but it's somewhere between 55 and 60 for the very beginners, and just coming back to exercise, up to 85 to 90% for those who have been working out pretty regularly.
And to put that in real numbers, that's 120 to
160 or 70, depending on your age.
Right.
Right.
Right. Which, you know, that's what the machines will tell you, or at least the ones out here, that's what they tell me.
Yes.
I may not be reading them correctly.
No, nope. You just hold it, and it flashes the number there.
I see a lot of them have that on there that tells you how intense you are.
Every single one of them do. The only two that don't are the step mills, but you can get a heart rate monitor. That it's a chest strap that will show you what your heart rate is, transmit that to the machine so you can see what you're at. So, and we have those available here. You just have to ask.
And we're right back around to it being a convenient place that is not threatening to come and learn about how to get healthy, where people aren't going to, you know, to make fun of you, and it's very not intimidating.
Yes, very welcoming environment. It's the family here, and that's another thing that I feel, you know, really sets us apart from other places, is we really strive to connect people to the YMCA and different programs and other people, other members here, and we actually have things in place for connecting, not just, oh, you know, hi, this is so-and-so, but we actually have a plan of action to get that accomplished, to make them more connected and committed members, because if they are committed and connected to the YMCA, then we're going to be doing our job because they'll want to come here because they see their friends, their family.
Sure.
And we know when they're not there, and we say we miss them, send them cards, and, you know, how are you doing? And they do social groups outside of here. They really have formed a lot of friendships, and of course you're going to want to come to a place where you feel like they're friends and family.
Where people want to see you.
And they know your name. Yes, exactly.
Where everybody knows your name. Oh, Tessa, I have kept you in here about twice as long as I had meant to. I'm so sorry.
No, not a problem.
But I sure appreciate you taking time out to talk to me a little bit.
My pleasure. I always enjoy talking about fitness and how to help people get the benefits from it.
And you know what? Even if I know everybody said, I would have said at one point in time that I don't have time to go to the gym, to go to the Y. And it doesn't take but an hour out of my day usually to get here, work out, clean up, and then get back to where I'm going. And that's a basic cardio workout.
Right. And if you can do it first thing in the morning, best, because at the end of the day, things always seem to come up that will inhibit you from doing what you plan originally.
And then, you know, many things that you said I don't think about during the day is getting up and, you know, being more active just in general. It's not something I think about.
Yeah, we should stand right now.
We should be standing around the office.
We should.
Well, Tessa, again, thank you so much. I really appreciate your facility here and your time.
Well, thank you.
And I hope many of my cohorts, colleagues, and buddies get out and decide to do a little bit more fitness themselves.
Absolutely. If they have any questions, they are welcome to call me or the YMCA at 401-9622, and we can help you out, get started wherever it might be, whether it's at home or here.
And, of course, you know, we have show notes. I mean, gosh, I'll link a whole bunch of things in the show notes related to this, but the YMCA website is ymca.org.
It's www.ymca.evansville.net.
Okay, well, people around the country are going to be listening to this.
Oh,
so.
Okay, for the, yeah, ymca.org,
.org, and there is a locator on there where you can find a Y near you. And then, of course,
research, haven't you?
Well, you know, a little bit. I'm going to see if I can't find some good fitness and nutrition sites to link in the show notes. Do you have any off the top of your head?
Yeah, I can send you some stuff.
Oh, well, okay.
Via email, I'll send you some links.
Fantastic.
Water. We drink it. We bathe in it. We wash our clothes in it. We need it to grow crops. We take it for granted, yet for 1.1 billion people in the world, clean water is a luxury. Unclean water threatens the lives of billions of people every day, but most of us listening to this don't know what life without clean water would be like. Something as simple as a public water fountain is an oddity to many people. We buy clean water in a bottle for $1, and that same dollar could give a person clean water for an entire year. I'm John Wilkerson, host of the Jesus Geek Podcast. Will you join me in raising funds to provide clean water to people who desperately need it? Please visit water.jesusgeek.info for more information on how you can change someone's life with just $1 a day. That's water.jesusgeek.info. Give water and give life.
Hey everyone, I'm Chris.
And I'm Cliff.
And we're Christians. And we've been made into a stereotype of people who just don't enjoy science fiction.
Well, they're just silly.
That's right, Clifford. Because here at the Jesus Geeks, we do mix theology, our love for Jesus, and also our love for everything geeky into a fun podcast.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes, it is, Clifford. And this amazing podcast can be found at www.thejesusgeeks.com. So remember, everyone, for the latest on entertainment, culture, and the geek lifestyle from a Christian point of view, tune into The Jesus Geeks.
We're the Christian missionaries to the geek culture.
Or we could be the geek missionaries to the Christian culture.
Ooh.
So remember, everyone, if you're a geek-loving Christian out there, check out The Jesus Geeks podcast at www.thejesusgeeks.com.